Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to Relax. I'm Colleen Bounder.
I'm Eric.
You're not going to say your last name today?
I'm
You're
husband.
Just like Cher today?
What?
Like Cher or Madonna? No last name necessary?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Just Eric?
Just Eric with a K.
That's what I wanted to do when I was a little girl. It's like, if I ever get famous, I'm just going to be Colleen.
Well, I think nowadays you'd have to add a Lil.
Like a Lil?
Yeah.
Isn't that just that one guy, Lil Nas?
I think there's
there
lots
more?
Of, I feel like there's lots of Lils now.
Is there?
I think everyone, yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Lil Eric?
Yeah. Is that cool?
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
All right.
I don't think it is either.
Welcome to our
Let's
podcast.
Hope that doesn't stick.
Welcome to our podcast slash our date night.
Yeah.
We don't get to like hang out too much these days during the day. So this is our excuse to have a little date and hang out and chat. So that's what we're planning to do tonight.
How are you, Colleen?
Not great, love, no. But it's
Shocking.
Okay. We're going to have fun
it's not
tonight.
Not what I was expecting you to say.
Shut up. We're going to have fun tonight, though.
Mm-hmm.
But first,
we always do.
Before we hop into the fun stuff. Whoa, geez, Louise. You guys, that was not me.
I'm working
Shockingly, that was not me who just belched. That was Eric. And I've never heard you burp like that loud.
They're involuntary right now. I'm working on a kombucha.
A kombucha?
For my pooch.
And it's making you burp?
I'm having a strange reaction to this particular one. It's
okay.
And it's very bubbly on the inside.
Yeah, I usually...
Which makes me bubbly on the outside, I guess.
I am the belcher in this relationship. But if Eric does burp, it always sounds fake to me. Every time Eric burps, it sounds like he's going, bah. It doesn't sound real. So I was surprised. That was impressive.
Thank you.
All right. So before we get into date night and just kind of talk about... Whatever. We're going to talk a lot about products, baby products today.
Well,
I know it sounds boring, but trust me.
Well, we got to do it anyways.
It'll be good.
So if
we're in the process of buying baby products for the babies, and it's brought up a lot of interesting conversations in this house.
And also nostalgia about the baby products that our parents had
That's
for us.
That's mostly what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Also about our days and whatever. So anyway, first let's talk about what needs to relax. Eric, you go first.
Okay, sure. I'll go
Who
first.
Who needs to relax?
Why not?
What needs to relax?
I've had this strange thing happen to me in public lately, anywhere I've gone, which for us is only doctor's offices because you are pregnant with twins, or this week the dentist because my teeth hurt. And I've noticed in all these lobbies, this happened four different times. There's someone else waiting there with the gall to be watching something on their phone. Or listening to something on their phone without headphones, full volume, without a care in the world that anyone else can hear. Or like, I think it's so strange. I mean, you know, maybe I should admire it because the confidence you must have as a person to be like, I'm
going
to scroll TikTok or watch a YouTube video on full blast in public. You know what I mean? And just not care that other people can hear it or are possibly disturbed or annoyed by it.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I could never do that.
It doesn't bother me so much in public. You know what really bothers me is on airplanes. I haven't been on one in a long time. But when
How could you do that? You wouldn't even be able to hear it over the engine.
Oh my gosh,
if you didn't
it happens
headphones.
All the time. I feel like on airplanes, people just like watch stuff full volume.
I don't know.
And I'm like,
I've maybe seen that once, like a woman with an iPad was watching something without headphones. Yeah. But I think maybe she just forgot she didn't have headphones.
Do you think they need to relax, these people?
I think so. I think they do. I don't think you should do that. I don't think that is appropriate.
Well, where's the last time this happened? The dentist for you? Like, do you know what they're watching? Like, were you interested?
It was like a music video.
Oh, okay.
And like when I was waiting for you to get one of your tests done at the Quest mm-hmm. place, mm-hmm. there was like someone just watching YouTube music video after music video, mm-hmm. just blasting it. And I just thought it was so strange that I kept like throwing some side eye over there. And then mm-hmm. there was two other people waiting and I was like, trying to like make eye contact with them. Like, isn't this ridiculous? And no one like looked up at me. So I was just like left alone.
That's so classic Eric, never to say anything. He's just looking for people to make eye contact with and like hope that
just
they
to
can
relate
have...
just on a human level, just to relate about the different things that annoy us as humans and that we think, you know, in this case should relax. But that brings me to another point. Cause I mentioned dentist and in an episode probably 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned my who needs to relax of the week was my own wisdom teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear, I made the statement that I will keep them forever.
Yes.
And my fear of any kind of procedure mm-hmm. to relieve the pain that is the four wisdom teeth in my head.
Right.
And jawbones, I guess, more specifically. Mm-hmm. But, we've come to...
Eric lied,
a crescendo
guys.
In
Eric
this ordeal.
Lied to you all. He's not keeping them forever. They're being taken from him. They might let you keep them. Sometimes they say, do you want to keep them?
Yeah, well, that's not really what I meant. but so when you are listening to this episode, if you're listening to it when it came out, I will be 2 days into my...
misery.
Into my misery of getting all four wisdom teeth removed. And I am very nervous about it. I'm being such a baby about it, probably because
I don't think you're being
you
a
keep
baby.
Saying,
it's scary.
Well, everybody does this. Everybody has to do this. For the most part, I think everyone I know has had this. I think people usually do it in high school.
Well,
I
true.
Think they wanted me to do it
yeah,
in high school.
True. I do say that because I'm trying to let you know, like, you're going to survive it. But I also think... everyone has to do this, almost everyone, and everyone freaks out about it. Like, it is scary, the thought of like being put under and people doing surgery in your mouth. Like,
when I brought
it's
it
scary.
Up, right. When I brought it up in that episode, I saw a lot of responses to mm-hmm. it, and no one was like, oh, it's a piece of cake. It's easy. It's everyone was like, watch out for this. Why? Oh, I had to do that. It was terrible. Watch out for this. Like, be careful. You know what I mean? It was all kind of commiserating over, like, yes, it is absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other bad things, you know what I mean? None of it was, nobody said like, just do it, no big deal. Like,
well, I did but I was lucky because I got it done in high school. I was like 16 or 17.
I wish I had done that.
And they were, I think maybe I'm the only person on the planet. Like it wasn't that bad or maybe I just don't remember it. But from what I remember, like it really wasn't that bad. Like I was like totally fine. Like I did, I don't think I needed the painkillers. Like the day after I got it done, I was like eating a burrito. Like I was totally fine. Didn't swell, like nothing. Like I was completely fine. So I'm just saying that to be like, maybe that'll happen for you. Even though that is not how
I'm
it usually goes.
Sure. But yeah, so in 2 days of us recording this and I guess in a day and a half, I will be.
Yeah.
In the throes of sleep dentistry.
And I'll be blending soups for you. You gotta tell
me.
How
do you blend a soup?
I don't know. That's
it's already soup.
I looked up like what foods you can have when you get your wisdom teeth out. And that was like the first thing that kept popping up was like blended soups. I'm like, I don't know why.
I don't
like,
want soup when I didn't have my wisdom.
I know.
You
no
know
one
what I
wants
mean?
Soup. No one wants soup. But like the idea of like a chicken noodle soup, fine. I'm sick. I'm not feeling good. Sure. But like.
I'm
the
getting
thought
all.
Of,
I can't even sit, I can't even sit still right now. How are they going to. Oh.
But the idea of like a like chicken chunks blended into a beverage. Like, no, thank you.
Nobody asked you for this. Nobody is saying,
just
hey.
Saying, like, it sounds really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone. Have Eric in your thoughts and prayers as you're listening to this.
I'm also like, am I just going to be saying a bunch of weird stuff
just
when I come out of it?
Just the day that you come out of it. And it'll just be me there. And luckily, I don't record my life or anything. So there'll be no record of.
You're not getting any of this. Don't, please don't.
Can I record it for you to watch?
No, I don't want to
really?
See it. I really don't.
Oh, come on.
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't want to remember it.
I'm totally going to do it.
oh, you probably are. Yeah, I forgot I won't.
I will respect your wishes.
Trusting to pick me up and get me home. You're just going to be filming me the whole
time.
Didn't
your brother, your brother said something that blew my mind. You told me that your brother said when he got his wisdom teeth out, his doctor took his phone while he was like under anesthesia and like took a picture of him. Like,
yeah, my brother said that when he woke up from getting his wisdom teeth out, he opened his phone and it was a selfie of him unconscious with a bunch of gauze in his mouth
his dentist took.
Had taken as a joke.
But that's what he said. Like, that is not. I would be so angry if my dentist stole my phone while I was sleeping and he was doing a surgery on me and took ugly pictures of me. Like, that is like very much must be illegal. Like, I can't get over this.
Yeah.
Like, when you told it to me so casually, I was like, this is must be a crime. Anyway,
there was an episode of TV. I don't know if it was like Seinfeld or Friends, where like one of them goes to the dentist and they wake up and their pants have been unbuttoned. Maybe it was Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know. There's like an episode of TV where like the main character like goes to the dentist and is put under. When he wakes up, his pants are unbuttoned, and it's because.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm bringing that up.
I don't either.
So I hope that doesn't happen either.
Jeez Louise. That's not going to happen. But anyway, Eric's very nervous. And depending on how he feels next week, he might not be my co-host. I might need to find a replacement. So let me know who should replace him if he's not feeling great. But let's move on to who I think needs to relax. You know, Lovey, I know it kind of relates to what I said last week, but my blood needs to relax.
I feel like you talk about your blood every week, love.
No, I only talked about it last week. I talked about getting blood tests last week. I was like, oh, you have to get all this blood work all the time. It's constant when you're pregnant. It's so annoying. And that is true. And I got a lot of blood work done last week. And my blood is such a freaking tattletale. And like, it made me look so bad. Like, I'm just like, blood, like, come on, be on my side. Like, why are you tattling on me?
Listen to this. It's like, what are you talking about?
Okay, so we got all my blood work back. And basically, like, I'm anemic, so I have this huge iron deficiency, and I have a vitamin D deficiency, and I have I'm not getting enough protein. My protein levels are crazy low. I didn't pass the first gestational diabetes test, so I have to, like, do all this stuff to, like, I have to prick my finger a billion times a day, and I might have to go back. It's just
reading your whole medical history.
I'm
to
just
the
explaining.
Podcast
I'm explaining to them how much like my blood totally tattled on me. Like, come on, work with me here. Like, we are. I just think it's annoying. Like, my blood in particular, not blood in general. Like, my blood is pissing me off right now because it like totally made me look bad to my doctor.
I think all these things are very common with twin pregnancies, and they do these tests for your health and the baby's health.
I know it's for my health and for the baby's health, but it's like, can you just be normal blood? Like, why do you gotta be so different? Why do you gotta cause problems? Like, just cooperate. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, just cooperate, blood. Like,
I hear what you're saying.
Like, why
in the English language,
why is my blood being so like not cooperative? Like, how come
I don't think the things that are determined is a decision made by your blood.
I think it is.
Okay.
And I think it needs to relax.
Sure.
Cause now I have to like take all these extra pills and I have to like prick my finger and draw blood and put it on this little machine that gives me numbers that I don't understand. And I have to like change my diet, which is the thing I'm really upset about. Cause like, I love In-N-Out and I love candy and I like chocolate. It's just really bothering me.
Could you do that? Could you change your.
I have to. If I have to, I have to for the babies. It is not confirmed, by the way, that I have gestational diabetes.
They're just keeping an eye on.
Right.
So on everything.
You're supposed to like, you take this test and then you take another test. So I took the first test and my numbers were a little off. And so now we're doing a bunch of stuff to try to fix that before I take the second test to hope that I pass the second. I don't know. Who cares? But I'm just annoyed at my blood. I'm just like, well, how come that day you couldn't have just like cooperated? Like,
aren't you kind of like fainty about blood, your own blood seeing?
Yeah, I'm more fainty. No. It's not about blood. It's about like the idea of a needle going into a vein and sucking something out of my body. Like, it's not even the needle that bothers me. It's the idea of my blood inside of my body is being sucked, pulled out of me. I don't like that. So that's what makes me fainty. It's actually it's not the needle going in. Mm-hmm. It's not needles in general. It's like, I just want to keep my blood in there. I don't want you to have it.
Right.
That's what I don't like. So anyway, that's what I think needs to relax.
Yeah, I hate that you have to go through that.
Well, for you, you hate it because I just complain about it a lot.
We're just talking about things that are in us and doctors just want to take them out of us.
I know. Like,
just leave them
yeah,
in.
Exactly. Like, yeah. You know, they want to take your wisdom teeth. They want to take my blood. Like, come on. And it's the same to your wisdom teeth. Like, relax, wisdom teeth. Can you just cooperate? Just like chill?
Why do we even have them? Yeah.
Well, evolution. I mean, we're not going to get into that talk, but that's why they're there. We don't need them anymore.
Evolution?
Yeah, it's with evolution. Are you being serious?
Oh, I was going
to. Well, we don't have to get into that. That's like a whole other problem topic, probably. All right. But you know who doesn't need to relax? It's our first sponsor of the day. All right, guys. Did you know that psychiatrist visits can cost up to $500 per session? And then traditional therapy visits are over $100 a session? I know this.
I did know that. Yes.
Because I have paid for this.
Yes.
That can add up to thousands of dollars a year. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. It's basically everything that I have. So I actually found out about this too late. I had already gone and paid all the dollars and done all the hubble jubble. What's the word I'm looking for?
I think hubble double jubble is right.
But Eric got a chance to use this wonderful service.
I did use it. Yeah. For things.
We don't have to go into this.
We all got things. But yeah, I found that it was extremely easy. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, this is really how this works. Mm-hmm. You sign up online, you answer some questions, and then you're immediately in contact with a care team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They got all the things. It's all right there. It's all online. And it was very shockingly easy.
Yeah.
And convenient.
And it was super fast. That's what blew my mind. Because like I've waited for therapists to be available for months before. And it was just like, you're like, yeah, just sign up and did
Starting
it. And
tomorrow.
It was like all done immediately. It was really wild. So it's one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door, which is so convenient. There's unlimited messaging with your care team. And with the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are. You can connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. So these affordable treatments are one third of the price of traditional therapy. So Eric is saving a pretty penny. And I am jealous of how much you saved. I wish I knew about this sooner.
Well, do we have a code for our listeners?
Oh.
Do they get?
We sure do. For the listeners of this program, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication, management, and care counseling at GetCerebral.com/relax. Go to Cerebral.com/relax for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. You guys, this is really wonderful. You should definitely check it out if it sounds of interest to you. The treatment options are available with or without insurance. Cerebral is in network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships. And even if you're out of network, they'll provide you with the necessary paperwork so you can easily submit a claim. So if you're worried about insurance stuff, they got you covered. They'll figure it out. It's really awesome, really easy, and it's wonderful that they're helping to make mental health issues more easily solvable. So that's Cerebral. Check it out. All right. So since I haven't really seen much of you today, should we talk
about
our day?
Yeah.
I don't feel like we've ever really done this on the podcast where we just like literally talk about our day, but I don't know what you did today.
Yeah. I don't know what you did either. And I don't know how else I would find out if I didn't ask you on a podcast.
My day started off very dramatically because I had to prick my finger and I was very stressed about it. Actually, you had to prick my finger.
Yeah. And I was there for that. I remember that.
Yeah. I made Eric prick my finger. It was very traumatic for me, but it didn't hurt. I didn't feel it at all. And
yeah,
it was actually not a big deal.
About that.
Well, it's just like scary. It's like the thought of like draw your own blood and like put it into this machine to like, I don't even know what it's doing in there.
You're tough. It's a tiny little thing.
It's a tiny little prick.
You had absolutely no reaction to it. It didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It was totally fine. But it freaked me out. Just the idea of it freaked me out. So that was how my day started.
And that was the one part of the day where I was with you. And that's what you're telling me about?
And then I, you know, put Flynn to sleep and let you have a break because you were with Flynn all morning.
I was.
Because I got up with Flynn, woke up very early. I guess I should have started there. Flynn woke up very early and I spent like an hour and a half with him. And then I was like, you know what? You're going to your dad because I'm dying with this pregnancy. I'm just totally useless. So Eric let me sleep while he hung out with Flynn. And then you pricked my finger. Mm-hmm. And then I gave Flynn a nap. And then I got ready to go to a baby shower today. And it was my first time going somewhere in a group of people since the pandemic started.
Yeah, probably other than your family.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around my family and that's basically it. I've been pretty strictly quarantined.
You've seen like a friend here or there, but you haven't been like a, I mean, I guess it's kind of like gathering. a gathering.
Yeah, like it was very safe. And that's why I felt fine going was it's a baby shower. So, of course, you have to protect pregnant women at a baby shower. But also, everyone had to be vaccinated and show their vaccination card. You had to wear a mask and it was outside and everyone had to social distance. So it felt very, very safe. And there weren't that many people there. But it still was very, I know we're a little bit behind. I feel like most people out there have already like gone out and done stuff and been around lots of people and traveled. But
well, that's fine for them, but they're
yeah,
not.
That's fine. But I'm pregnant with twins, right. And we have a child who's not vaccinated, and so we've just been taking it very, very seriously, and
being careful, as I'm sure a lot of people have, especially parents.
Mm-hmm. And so it was my first time being around people, and it was really overwhelming. Like I know everyone else already has been through this. But like my heart kind of stopped when I walked up to like the patio where everyone was. And I was like, there's people here. Like it was it was stressful a little bit. Like I was like, my brain was like, you can't be here. You need to leave. There's lots of people here. It was just really weird. And I said hi to my friends. And then after like 15, 20 minutes, I was like, I think I need to go. Like, I think I'm uncomfortable. I think it's going to take me a while to get used to like being around a bunch of people again. It was really weird.
Yeah. I guess I had that experience going back to set and then there being tons of people around. I still haven't been to like a social gathering or out to like a restaurant or bar or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really
bizarre. What else are people doing?
I don't know. Traveling. I think people are just kind of doing whatever they want now.
Good for them.
We are not. but yeah,
I hope
it was
they're being
really bizarre.
Safe and keeping others safe.
Yeah. So it did feel very safe. It was very safe, but it was really nice because the parents of the baby shower are two friends of mine and they're having twins just like us. And
that's
so
wild.
I really wanted to go and support them and be excited for them and just, I don't know. I feel like having twins is a whole other
ballgame. You're not going to say who your friends are? I mean, that's weird.
No, it's not weird. I just feel like it's like name droppy. Oh, okay. I don't know. Should I say?
You're so weird.
Why am I so weird? no, I just feel like, I don't know. It was Lance Bass. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's weird to be like, I don't know. We're friends. We've been friends for a long time. He has used to watch Miranda videos a million years. Like I'm talking a decade ago, probably.
You said he
longer.
Used to go on his radio show or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he had like a radio show every week, and I would go on.
Bass of the Backstreet Boys.
No, of NSYNC.
What did I say?
You said Backstreet Boys.
I said NSYNC.
Were you joking? Were you being serious?
I don't know.
Do you not know? Oh my gosh, Lovey.
Those two kind of blended together.
Never. Okay. No offense to the Backstreet Boys fans out there, but NSYNC was so my jam. Mm-hmm. And NSYNC is, no offense, Backstreet Boys are wonderful, but like NSYNC was better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But you don't even know the difference.
I do. I don't know.
Anyway, he asked
it
me
was,
to be.
Neither was really my thing at that age.
Yeah. He asked me to be on his podcast a long time, or radio show a long time ago. So I'd go on all the time as Miranda. And he's just like the sweetest guy in the world. Yeah. And his husband is the sweetest guy in the world. And I just love them so much. And they're having twins too. And so we were texting when we found out. I was like, oh my gosh, we're both having twins. So we're very excited.
It's cool you'll have friends going through.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so crazy that I have...
We're going through it.
Good friends who are also having twins. Whoa, baby girls, something, knee, butt, something is jabbing out right now. Whoa. You guys, this is weird. This is, we're getting to a really weird part of pregnancy where like they're getting bigger and they'll push like their butt or their head or their elbow or foot up against my skin. And I can tell it's like some body part. Sometimes I can tell. Sometimes like that's a butt or that's an elbow. It's always or knee. So it's really weird.
Shocking to me to feel that I always immediately like jerk my hand away. Cause I'm
yeah,
like, whoa,
that's you.
Crazy. I can't imagine it happening within yeah. my own body.
Yeah, it's really
you
stressful.
Are a superhero of
so
some
are
kind.
You. I don't know. But anyway, after the baby shower, it was very fun. It was very nice to see my friends.
You brought some cookies home. That was
brought
nice.
Brought some cookies home. Then, oh, and, oh my gosh. So one of Lance's best friends who's worked with Lance forever, her name's Lisa. She's amazing. I've known her forever too. She was on this reality show on Netflix called The Circle, mm-hmm. which I love and I'm obsessed with. And so
you
for
really
most of the
are.
Time I was there, I was like, just driving her nuts. I'm sure she was so sweet. She always is so sweet. But like, I was just like, I need to know every detail. I was asking her a million questions about being on The Circle because I love that show.
Well, that
so
stuff's
much.
Fascinating to hear because I've had friends that have worked on the production side of a couple reality shows, and just to hear how produced they mm-hmm. are, like the final product that you're watching as a viewer, like you assume that you're watching reality. This is reality television. It's like the farthest thing mm-hmm. from like it. So it's cool to like hear behind the scenes of those
yeah.
kinds of programs. And The Circle is one that I do.
You like
I,
it.
I
we
do
like
kind
it.
Of get sucked in. It is kind of.
Don't even lie. You love
it's
it. We
kind
love
of
it.
Hashtag interesting. Hashtag circle life. Circle fam.
It's hard. Okay. So like if I don't know, I feel like people might now, if you haven't watched The Circle and you try to go watch it, you're gonna be like, why did Colleen say that we should watch this? Because it takes a couple episodes and then you get hooked. Like at first you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then in a couple episodes, then you're like, okay, I really love this. And this current season that's on is really good. But anyway, that was completely off topic. But it was really fun
was
to chat with
day.
Her. And then I got home and Eric went up to take a shower because he'd been with Flynn basically the entire day alone with that little like, crazy little boy.
Yeah.
And so Flynn and I, he just sang I've Been Working on the Railroad like 20 times in a row, dancing.
Oh, I think we got some of that.
Yeah, we have a little bit of him singing. I tried to get some footage of him talking and singing tonight.
He did kind of a bug of the day instead of
kind
a truck
of
the day.
Should we show that to them? Here.
It seems kind of like you naturally introed it. So
yeah,
maybe
so
there's something.
This is Flynn being a total nut today.
Let's hear that.
Flynn's bug of the day. Okay, what bug of the day do you have
here
today?
You
thank you. Here's my bug.
What are they, Flynn? What are those called?
Papa.
Papa? Is that the name of the cricket?
Yeah.
That's a funny name. Yeah. Flynn's new obsession is bugs. And so we're doing bug of the day now. And he has caught a bunch of crickets today that he wanted to show you guys. Flynn, do you want to sing?
Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol. Now do it.
Okay.
I'm working on the railroad. All day.
Yay! Beautiful. So that was bug of. Oh, he's shaking the crickets. Oh no, we gotta go. That was bug of the day / singing time. Goodbye. So he's a little cutie. Isn't
he's,
he cutie?
He's getting to be a little showman.
He's,
I wonder
I
where
know.
He gets that from.
I don't know.
And he's getting to, every day, we got to go catch some bugs, Dada.
Mm-hmm, he's obsessed with
bugs. Let's go catch
bugs.
Some bugs. So that was pretty much the better part of the 10 hours I spent alone with him was hunting
Bugs.
Bugs. And he's getting kind of brave and good at it. Almost too brave, because there's lots of spiders and things that I wouldn't want him to try and grab, or, mm-hmm. you know, wasps or bees. But mm-hmm. like with crickets, he was like down on his knees with his bare hands, like trying to grab them. And
yeah, we ended up
with a bug house filled with like six or seven crickets.
I think there's currently crickets in our living room.
I let them go before we started.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I generally, well, that's kind of my routine now, is like we put him to sleep and I come downstairs and then let go of the bugs that he has caught that day.
Right.
And that's actually happened the last three nights.
Now, your guys' thing is like catching bugs. It's not my thing. I'm very supportive of him doing it, and I always act very happy about it. But bugs, as we know, if you're an avid listener of this podcast,
oh yeah, you're famous for hating bugs.
I'm famous for that. Is how I got famous, because mm-hmm. I'm so famous,
right?
For hating bugs. Mm-hmm. I really don't like them. I don't think we need them. I think they just can go away.
They entertain our son for sure.
Flynn,
and it's so fun.
Loves. Yeah. Bugs. And so I pretend to love bugs for Flynn.
He loves spider whoops. He calls spider webs spider whoops.
Spider whoops.
Look that over there, spider whoop.
A spider whoop.
It's my favorite thing right now.
So when you guys go to catch bugs and he knows that the bugs he caught the day before are gone, is he upset?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he doesn't let it go without an explanation.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't just like accept the fact that the bugs are gone. He needs to know where, why. Mm-hmm. How did they get there? You know what I mean? And I don't think I've ever told him the truth. I don't know why. I instinctually am like, I'm not like, oh, well, you went to sleep and there was bugs. And so like I went and I set them back outside. I'm always like, they flew home. They had to go back to their family outside. They have a mommy and daddy too. And they had to go back. You know what I mean? Like, why am I lying to him?
I don't know. You just
why don't I just say, yeah, I dumped him in the driveway. Like, why don't I just say
that? That's not as nice. Yeah, it's like sweeter to think that like, they went home to their families.
But he has an incredible memory for where each bug is around our whole house. Because there was like a gnat, like a tiny little gnat mm-hmm. that had like somehow gotten into our house and upstairs and like died or somehow in our bathtub.
Drowned.
And like was stuck to the side of the bathtub. And he had a look, and it was on the tip of his finger, this dead little gnat, and then he scraped it onto the side of like a cup, and then he put it next to the bathtub where it remained for days, and he would check on this dead gnat night after night. Where's my bug? He named it something.
I think he named it
shampoo. It's whatever's around him is what he'll name the bug. When eventually like I cleaned up there and had taken that cup down to like put in the dishwasher the next night, he was like, where is my bug? Mm-hmm. And he was like,
really upset.
Yeah. He was upset. He's like, where is this bug? And there's also, I don't think I've told you this, but like we have a little balcony off our bedroom that is just covered with LA soot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whatever dirt and soot is in the air here. And there's this dead beetle upside down right outside our balcony door, just laying there. And first thing in the morning with me and him, when we're getting up, is he runs over to that curtain, whoosh, and he's like, there's my bug. And it's just, I'm like, why doesn't the wind or something? I got to get rid of this bug. It's because he always wants to check on it. First thing in the morning, 8 a.m. We're looking at this.
Yeah.
This dead bug, this well. And
sleeping. And Flynn's eyes are sleeping. Flynn is very good. I have to, before we get into your day, I want to.
That was my dad, was it? That was me doing my day.
But I wanted to say that he caught a cricket the other day, and he had just been playing with the hose, like with water. And he named the cricket Hose.
Right.
But it was so funny the rest of the day, him talking about it. He's like, where's my hose?
Where's my hose at?
And he would be like, oh, hoes are eating the chips, you know, like, but it was just like I really love hoes. And it was just like my 2-year-old just was talking about hoes all day. And it's just so funny and awkward. And obviously so innocent, but it was hard to not like giggle every time he said that.
It's also a very good name for a bug.
Hoes.
Yeah.
Sure. All of his names are good. Every bug was named Buttis for a while. Mm-hmm. We don't know where that came from, but he just
Buttis.
That was the first bug he named. It was a cricket. And we asked him for the first time, like, what are you going to call it? What's its name? And he looked at us like, oh, I get to decide this. Like, right.
It's a tough thing to do.
And he thought about it for a while. And then he said, Buttis. And so
then everything was Buttis.
Everything was Buttis for a while. And now they have names. Nice. Yeah. He's getting better at the names.
He is.
Well, anyway, before we get into the next part of our podcast today, which is talking about how not safe we were as children and our terrifying things our parents did. And
I think they did okay. We're here.
They're great. I am shocked we are here, like thinking about the stuff that we went through safety wise. But before we get into that, I want to say thanks to our next sponsor.
Let's do it.
Our next sponsor, you guys have heard us talk about a lot before. We love them so much. It is Helix.
Of course.
Good old Helix. We have a Helix mattress and it's fabulous. It is so cozy. It helps us to sleep better. It's wonderful because like it is designed for what you need for your sleep.
Yeah. Ours in particular is for side sleepers, mm-hmm. if you will.
So, which we both are, butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
And so it's really, really wonderful. It's helped me a lot with like my shoulder and neck problems. When I wake up, I used to always be so sore, and it's helped so much. It's wonderful. So how they know which mattress is great for you is Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way that you sleep. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows this, so they have several different mattresses to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, which is how I sleep. Mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers. So when we took the Helix quiz, we were matched with the Midnight Lux.
Doesn't that sound great?
It is great. We wanted something that was more firm, medium firm, and we sleep on our side, like we said. And so that was what was chosen for us through the quiz, and it's been wonderful. We sleep better. We like it a lot. It's soft, but still very supportive. It's just a wonderful mattress to have.
I had never had like a good mattress before.
Yeah.
And I'd never been like mattress shopping or gotten like a good. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Well, it's great because you don't have to do the mattress shopping. Who wants to go mattress shopping?
Yeah. You also don't have to do that. But I'm just saying it's not something I'd ever done before. It's like had a nice new mattress. It's great.
Yeah. And when we take this quiz and then the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. And you don't ever need to go to the mattress store ever again.
They somehow squeeze it into a little box.
And it's really fun to unbox.
Yeah, because you cut it. Whoosh.
Yeah. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take our word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. So just go to helixsleep.com/RCE, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't like it, but you will. In fact, you'll love it. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night of sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/RCE. That's helixsleep.com/RCE. Speaking of mattresses, we got to get cribs.
Oh, yeah. So boxes have been showing up to the house.
Yes.
Pretty consistently with different baby products, some of which I'm familiar with, some of which I am not. That you are, I assume, only at 2 a.m. are ordering online, at least for the most part.
Right.
And I was looking at them and I had this idea. I was like, can you explain this stuff to me? Like, and this is when we get to talk. And then we can talk about what our version of that was when we were youngins.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's crazy now how intense baby products are. Like, they're all really intense and they all get recalled. And so you can't.
Even from a year ago. Yeah, so talking like, about them many years ago.
Oh, yeah. So like the stuff we had for Flynn, we can't use now. Like my number one favorite thing that we used for Flynn when he had colic was the rock and play. It's like this little like swingy rocking bed-ish type of,
which is now banned thing. In
and
every
it's banned.
State.
You can't get it now. And his car seat, his newborn car seat, can't use that one anymore. So basically almost all the products we had for Flynn, we can't use for the twins. And so we have to buy all new stuff, like starting from scratch. And so the list of things we need to get is I'm not ever going to let you see it. It'll
for any new parent is like endless, but like when you're
wild,
when you're dealing with two, you know what? I looked online and I was before we started and I was waiting for you in here. There was some twin mom had recommended not to buy two of everything, mm-hmm. buy two of the same thing, like two different versions of that. Because what if one is preferred to the other, or what if they have different things? So mm-hmm. if you just buy two of the same thing, mm-hmm. you're kind of limiting yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure. But then if they both like one of the things, then we only have one.
Yeah, I feel like we're screwed.
I mean, we just have to do what we did with Flynn, which is like figure it out as it happens.
Of course,
like,
of course.
You know, swing, he didn't like the swing, so we got rid of that swing and we tried a different swing.
I just wondered, I'm like, is that good advice? I was just saying, I was just
repeating. Yeah, it's good advice. I mean, anything's good advice, I guess, at this point. You know, it's weird with twins because the products are different. So the stuff I loved with Flynn isn't necessarily the stuff that I can get this time around. So
we surely not.
And there's stuff you don't even think about, like baby monitors. Like I'm like, oh, I had to get like a split screen monitor with two cameras.
Let's start there. Baby monitor.
Yeah.
It's not just gonna be a baby monitor now.
No,
it's a
like
split screen, monitor,
night vision
goggles.
Yeah, like so it's so that you can have a camera on each baby, but you only have to have one monitor to watch both babies on at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And so like I have one of those, and then there's like a nursing pillow that's made for
slow down a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
For the premise here, did your parents have a baby monitor
for you?
They
didn't exist back then.
Like not even audio ones?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think mine did either.
No, because
obviously video.
No. I was talking to Jessica, my sister-in-law, the other day, and she has a 13-year-old. And she was telling me that with her 13-year-old and with her 11, 12-year-old, she said that she only had the audio one. The visual ones didn't work. And they finally came out. She was like, it was so blurry. You couldn't see anything. There's no night vision. It was just like, it was like totally useless.
Right.
So, you know, she's like, you're so lucky. You have no idea. Cause like back when I started having babies, like these didn't exist. It was just an audio version.
Well now, it's like a camera has night vision, and also you have controls to talk to it. Like there's a speaker in the camera so you can talk to the monitor and it'll talk
to the baby.
Yeah. And you can like move it around. Mm-hmm. Like the camera like moves like with a control, you know, you have mm-hmm. essentially have a remote control mm-hmm. for it, like an RC car or mm-hmm. something. But yeah, I don't think my parents
even had an audio.
What you just,
you just put the baby in the room and like if you hear him, you go get him. And if you don't, oh well. Like I think that's just kind of, I think your mom at one point said to me, like, yeah, just put him in his crib and let him cry and just, which is like a thing a lot of people do now too, but like
Just
like let him cry and like, I don't know. You'll hear him if something horrible happens, I guess.
Right.
No monitors back then. So that's first of all, that didn't even exist. I feel like most of the products I have to buy now didn't even exist.
I think
exist
they must have
kids.
Had just an audio version at some point.
I don't think when we were, I don't think when we were babies they had that. I don't know. I could call my mom and ask, but I'm pretty sure that didn't exist yet. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think my parents had that.
So the next thing is a bassinet that goes next to your bed because the baby sleeps with you.
Is that what bassinet means? It's just, it's mm-hmm. specifically the little bed that goes next to your bed. That's like the raised thing.
Yeah. So
we had one of those for Flynn.
So I got the same kind that we had for Flynn, but it's double.
Did Flynn ever sleep in his?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I guess a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So we got that one, and then we got this like fancy schmancy expensive, like $1 billion one that's called the Snoo that everyone swears by and says is the best crib in the universe.
And it didn't work for him.
But everyone loves that thing. It just didn't work for Flynn. So anyway, I got a double bassinet that like slides and moves around so that like if I, you know, have a C-section or if I have a lot of stitches, however way this baby's come out, I don't have to like stand up and go to a different bassinet to get whichever baby is crying. I can just kind of like,
they're kind of on a,
they're on like a swivel,
a lazy Susan, if you will.
Yes. A lazy Susan for babies. Uh-huh. So I can kind of like get to the one I need to get to at all times.
Yeah.
And also these bassinets are like at a great level for moms who've just been through a big surgery or birth, you know,
what do you mean level? Like
they're at the right level. So you don't have to like strain to pick them up and, they're all very safe and have the right, you know, whatever. I don't think my parents, if my parents had a bassinet, I'm sure it would, like, it was nothing like that.
I'm sure I was just in like a homemade crib.
Yeah. From,
you know what I mean? That was next to the bed.
I don't think people did bassinets back then. Is that a thing?
Or like a milk crate or something.
Yeah. I don't think, that was a thing back in the day, but I had to get one and I had to get a twin one.
It probably was.
Another thing I got is like a nursing pillow. That's like a double nursing pillow for twins.
I love how I don't have answers, like actual answers. My mom's listening. She's like, yeah, we had that. Why are you saying we didn't?
Well, here's one that you will have.
I think they just used pillows.
Yeah, I think it was just pillows for sure. They didn't have like these specific nursing pillows. It's just crazy. We have all these products. You have to buy these.
We're doing one. But they have a nursing pillow that is for twins, right? Because I saw this. Mm-hmm. It's called like the double winger.
I don't know. It's
double whammy.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's.
But so, you just you got them here.
Yeah, like you got them on the chesticles, and you, so in case
somehow that sounds more offensive to me than just saying.
Well, you said you got them here, but like people are listening, so here could be anywhere. So I was trying to let them know the area.
I'm just going like this.
He's just miming holding breasts.
Oh, these are their heads.
Oh, those are heads. Those
these are
boobs.
The baby's heads.
So, so I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how. Breastfeeding two babies at the same time works. I don't know. I'm just getting products that twin moms are telling me to get that they highly recommend. I've got baby carriers so you can hold both babies at once on your chest or on your back. I've got, you know.
Yeah. So baby carriers.
Oh, I know. I have a good one about this.
Okay.
My dad had one. It was certainly not made of any sort of soft material. It was like wood and metal.
Yeah,
for
we,
sure.
Yeah, we had one. So first, the one we have for the twins that just came in the mail, it freaks me out, is that it is a baby carrier, like as you see. Now they have an entire section in these stores, but it's like you got one on the front of you and one on the back of you. Mm-hmm. To whereas I thought it would be
two on the front of you. We have that one too. I got both.
Right, but there's one where it's like one's on your back and one's on your front, and then I'm holding the hand of the third. How are we gonna have three kids now?
That's crazy.
But like, I don't understand how that's gonna work. But that's what we got in the mail the other day, and I was like, "What did you? But how is this even? How do you get one in the thing and throw it? And then you just put them on like a backpack, and then you're loading another one in?
I have no idea. I have no idea. We're just gonna have to figure it out.
But when we were kids, you go what? Because I remember my dad had too.
Yeah. So it's like essentially like a wooden chair with like metal bars that like came around like a backpack, but it was like the seat that we sat in was like metal and wood, like certainly not soft at all and not buckled in, because I remember he like knelt down one time. I think it was Rachel in there. Mm-hmm. He knelt down once and she fell out because he knelt down too far and she just like slid out over his head and like hit the ground.
Oh, really?
And I can't remember which kid. I'm pretty sure it was Rachel. My mom tells the story, but I could be just completely making this up. But I'm pretty positive that this happened. Maybe it was me. And that's why I have so many issues.
It would explain some things.
But it was certainly like crazy. Like, it's crazy that that's what we were in. Like, it was like it was wooden metal.
Yeah.
It was like,
I can distinctly remember it had backpack straps and it was just made out of like a thin. Certainly abrasive canvas kind of material, like a canvas backpack material. It was like, it wasn't, and no padding, nothing was padded. Mm-mm. And it was braced with a like aluminum, like beach chair metal that rusted the day you, it was like rusty, like aluminum with just the thinnest, like something you would make a kite out of and you were just in it. I remember being in that thing, like I've seen pictures, and I remember my little brothers being in the same one that was for me on my dad's back when he's like, we're riding bicycles around the neighborhood, and you're just like jostling around in this rusty metal kite canvas backpacks. Whereas now they're shrouded in padding, and
they're so confusing. The like we had a couple different kinds.
We never
Flynn.
Really did one with Flynn.
I couldn't figure them out. They were so complicated.
I would just carry him.
And it's like you have like 8 buckles on the back and 3 buckles on the front. It's like you have to have someone buckle you in on the back. And then he's in there, but he's screaming.
Yeah, and then he didn't like it.
He hated it. So they're such a pain in the butt. But everyone's recommending these two different kinds of twin ones. So I got them both and we'll see if they work. But I figure we have a 2-year-old too. So it's like we're not going to have an option sometimes but to carry them on some sort of carrier and hold his hand or put him on a leash or something. But yeah, there's so many products. I'm very excited to get into car seats because this is a very controversial topic now with car seats and what kind of buckles and what kind of car seat you get. And like, I mean, it's a big debate and like people get so angry if it's crazy and it changes every year, the type of buckle you need and all this stuff. But what we had as kids, I want to get into in a second. But first, of course, I need to say thank you to our next sponsor.
Yeah, strollers too. I want to get into
strollers,
because that's,
yeah,
that's really stressing me out, but yeah.
Okay, here we
who
go.
Do we have to thank?
Oh, of course we have something, you know, we're talking about imperfect things that we dealt with as kids, but now it's a blessing to have imperfect foods.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year, guys. The holidays are starting to rev up. We got Halloween coming.
You're already decorating for Christmas.
My twins are coming. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of stuff happening, busy stuff. So it's okay that you're not perfect. And guess what? Neither is food. That's where Imperfect Food comes in. Imperfect Foods is a grocery delivery service that has created an entire line of sustainable groceries like pantry staples that taste delicious. Make a difference. Embrace imperfection and get your groceries delivered weekly with Imperfect Foods. All you have to do is sign up, personalize your weekly order, and then shop online each week and get sustainable groceries that help you invest in a better food system, all delivered straight to your front door. Did you know that in 2019, 35% of the food supply went unsold or uneaten in the U.S.
Because of looks?
Yeah. Isn't that insane? Imperfect Foods is working to turn this around by sourcing foods that would otherwise fall through the cracks of our food system. Goodbye packaging guilt and freezer pack Tetris. With Imperfect, you don't have to sacrifice the environment for your convenience. Imperfect Foods is the first grocery delivery company that makes it easy to return your packaging to them after every order. Unlike on-demand delivery companies, Imperfect delivers by neighborhood, a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store.
Colleen, you know what I always say is,
what?
Is I think I came up with this, is you don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm. You and came up with that for sure.
Yeah, just now. Yeah. And I would say that's certainly true with food. Like sometimes the weird looking one is the tastiest.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Of course.
A sentiment?
Well, and you know what kind of food I like best? The kind I don't have to go to the store for.
Oh, yeah.
The kind that just shows up on my doorstep.
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of food. So it works out because you like the ones that are imperfect and I like the ones that just show up and I don't have to do any work. So Imperfect Foods is perfect for us. So right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first 4 orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use promo code RELAX. Again, 20% off your first 4 orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code using promo code RELAX. Try Imperfect Foods now and for a limited time, get 20% off your first 4 orders. Go to imperfectfoods.com and use RELAX to sign up. Go check it out. We love Imperfect Foods. And if you're watching, you can see now, we love imperfect lighting. Yes. If you're watching the podcast today, you'll notice the lighting has shifted dramatically. And it's because I'm a sensitive mother trucker right now. And for some reason, the bright light in front of us is giving me a headache and making me nauseous.
That's okay. We can do it in the dark if you want.
So it's a little darker now just so that I don't vomit in the middle of this podcast or faint or something. Who knows? These babies make me do a lot of annoying things. So anyway, we're talking about crazy.
We want you to be comfortable, products. All of us.
Yes. So car seats.
Yeah.
This one's really obnoxious to buy now because, of course, I'm so grateful that they keep doing tests to make them as safe as possible for our babies. I want my kids to be in the safest, most high quality car seats in the world, obviously.
Yeah, but you think this is a scam.
Oh, I totally think it's a scam. Okay. I think that I'm really grateful that, you know, we have the safest version of a car seat that we can have right now. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting to me,
right,
that all over the world, everywhere is doing these tests to make sure it's the safest car seat in the world. And everywhere in the world has different rules as to what kind of harness car seat straps you need. So like I have a friend who lives in England. And her, when I saw her baby in the car seat, I was like, that's not the kind of car seat. You need a 5-point strap with the buckle up high and blah, blah, blah. Like, I know all the like requirements that happen here in California.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not just all over the world. It's like every state has different rules. It's like totally wild. So I think that like, we need to keep our kids as safe as possible and use the best one possible. But I think that companies take advantage of parents wanting the best for their kids. So they scare you with like, if you don't have this, it's going to be bad for your
kid. I was implying that I thought you had told me that it was like, it's kind of like that thing whenever a new iPhone comes out, your iPhone kind of slows down, your old one slows down and stops working. That like when it's a new year, this car seat that they had previously said is the best one you can get, and it's all approved in this, that. They're like, and the next year they're like, actually that one
is not good.
Not good. You need to get this new one. So much so that like, I don't think I told you this. I noticed the other day in Target, they have on a wooden pallet, they have a giant box that says recycle your car seat here, a giant box. And it was filled with car seats. Recycle your car seat here for 20% off your new car seat.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's because like, they outlaw last year's model every year so that you can't hand them down. You need to buy a whole, or you need to buy a whole new one like every year.
Yeah. So yeah, that is what
I'm
saying.
I would like to believe that that's because we are all trying to keep our kids and the youth of America.
I think it's partly that, but I think it's also partly these companies trying to take advantage of scared, exhausted new parents.
And, oh, we're the easiest targets.
Yeah.
For across the board, every baby, everything you could possibly need. Like, we are so helpless in our attempts to be the best parents and caretakers for young ones that we would buy anything, as I still do.
Yeah. And we will continue to do.
Yes.
But I just, you know, it's just frustrating that
it's a little suspect.
I just sometimes feel like they take advantage of tired, exhausted parents, and this stuff is very expensive. So anyway,
so expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. So anyway, car
and now
seats.
We need two.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten.
We'll need
car
three.
Seats. But I remember my sister being in a car seat that like just had like a it was like made of material, like carpet, and it like just had like a. It was just like a, I don't know how to explain it. Just like a,
it just folded up
a bar that went down over her waist, like on a roller coaster that doesn't go upside down. You know how they just put a bar over you and you're about to go on a roller coaster and you're like, this is just a bar over my waist. Like, this is certainly not going to keep me safe.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember my sister having that.
Yeah. I can't confirm or deny. I cannot recall what kind of car seat I had. I assumed that I had one. I feel like I've seen pictures of me in one, but
Well, I'll tell you this much. My mom had, you know, we had two cars and we had like a minivan, and then my dad had like a 2-seater, like little red Honda, but he had 4 kids. And so we would just lay in the trunk. I feel like this is something that I know it sounds totally nuts to anyone listening who is younger or like whatever, but like I feel like this was pretty common. Maybe I'm totally insane, but like I feel like it's pretty common back in our day to just kind of be like, you just lay in the back seat.
I can remember like catching a ride with like a friend's parents, like a Little League game, and we were just in the back of like a pickup truck, just like in the bed of a pickup truck, or the friend's parents who had that station wagon where in the very, in
oh,
what,
yeah,
what
the
was the
rear
trunk,
facing.
But the rear facing seats.
That was amazing.
They're so awesome. But when you think about it, no car does that now because it's insanely dangerous. Yeah. It's the first place you're going to get is rear-ended.
It's
and
horrible.
If you just have a bunch of kids just like.
Up against.
And we would like open the back hatch door. You know what I mean? Like,
by the way, we are not recommending anyone do these things. These are all extremely unsafe. And we look back on it and go like, this is wild. So like, I'm buying car seats, I'm like remembering like, oh my God, I would go in the back of my grandpa's pickup truck and he'd drive us all to the beach. Like me and like a bunch of cousins, like there'd be a bunch of little kids.
You got, if anyone has a lot of cousins, you have lots of cousins. I feel.
I do. And we'd all sit in the back of my grandpa's pickup truck and drive to the beach or the park or whatever. And my dad would like, and we would, by the way, beg to be the one who got to lay in the back. like in the trunk. I mean, it's bad saying trunk because it sounds like it's like enclosed in. Like it was, the trunk was like a big window. Like it was like an open, you know what I'm saying?
Like it wasn't like a hatchback window?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we would all beg to be the one who got to like roll around back there. And we would, I remember, and sometimes they would need to take the car seats out of the van, like the back seats. And so sometimes we got to do it in the van. And that was really fun because we would like purposefully, dramatically roll whenever there was like a stop or a turn. We thought it was very fun. Mm-hmm. To like roll around the back of the van.
Yeah. My parents had like a big Chevy van that had like in the back, it had like the two kind of captain's chairs. And then it had a bench seat in the back, but that folded down into kind of a bed. Mm-hmm. So when we would do longer road trips, you would want to be the kid that the bed, but there was no way. They would want us to be buckled in, but there was no way to lay on it whilst being, unless it was like, you would have to do it, just the lap belt really loose.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could kind of twist and lay down. Yeah, it wasn't safe.
Yeah, none of it was safe. And I would never let my children do that now. And, you know, it wasn't safe then. It's not safe now, but it's something that I did. And everyone that I know, all my friends and family, like it was just something that everyone did back in the day. But
yeah, now it's like he has his car seat is really cool and all has all the,
his cup holder,
all that stuff.
For his toys and all that. So, what was the thing you wanted to talk about? There was one other
stroller.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to do this because Flynn, I don't think, he will be three when we have them, but it's not like I guess he can be walking alongside us, but are we going to?
So there's strollers that have two places for the babies and then like a stand bar.
Yeah,
for
I've
him.
Seen that. Mm-hmm. Are we like, going to get that?
We have to.
I guess so, huh? But is that going to be this massive thing? It is.
Yes, it's huge.
Because there was like a twin stroller that I saw that was recommended on some website that they were like, it's good because it's so compact. But I'm like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's the one. But then I was like, oh, we need like
the safest and the.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a stroller. It's not. Yeah. They're not going 75 on a highway in a stroller.
No, you want to
make sure. Safest stroller. What's going to happen?
Yeah. The right kind of buckle, the good wheels that aren't going to like bounce them all around and like. Anyway.
Well, yeah. The stroller that Flynn has now, it has like mountain bike shocks on it. Like it has all these things again, like it has a snack tray and a cup holder. And a whole thing to hold my coffee cup and like a thing underneath. Torres, I think my stroller when I was a kid was just what I can describe as two metal umbrella handles.
Yes, I had the exact same.
And you just kind of folded it out. And again, just like itchy, thin canvas
the
material
thinnest.
And like rusty metal. And it just whoosh. And
cheap hotel bed sheet material.
And it was like the wheels were like, not nice rollerblade wheels, but the rollerblades that you would get at like Kmart that barely roll, like they don't even have ball bearings in them, just kind of like screeching on the, like, you know what I mean? You felt every pebble.
These are the strollers, by the way, that they let people buy for their children. Like if you have like a baby doll, like.
Essentially, yes. Like a baby doll.
A baby doll stroller.
That was a little bit bigger and
but
could
that's
fit
what
an
we
actual
had,
kid. Yeah.
That's what definitely what
to
we had
whereas
too.
Now like.
And by the way. My parents still have that, and that is what Flynn goes on in whenever.
And he looks around like, "What the hell is this thing?"
He sits in this insane stroller. I think these things are still like things people buy. I don't think that that's like a
of course, yeah,
recalled thing. But it's like, it's certainly what we had as kids for sure,
Yeah, whereas now they're like,
they've got
really fancy
these wild wheels that like.
His aunt is they're like you have to pump them up with like a bike tire pump like they have air in them and they're like I said they have shocks to
strollers
shock
too by
things.
The way that's another thing I feel like they do that with like we had a great stroller for Flynn and when he turned a year old we got a letter that was like this is recalled buy a new one here's our newest strollers and I was like you had this a year and it was so expensive you know so it's like it's really crazy how much stuff you have to get but back in the good old days when people weren't safe
I think they were safe I mean
they were as safe
I only
as
got
they
a
knew
few
how to be
stitches and it was never because of any of these things
yeah
you know
same Yeah, same as me.
So well, I think they did great.
Yeah, they did great. Oh, of course, they did great. I mean, they were as safe as they knew how to be back then. You know what I'm saying? They did a great job. All right, I know we have a bunch more fun stuff to talk about. Was that a sentence? Was that English that I just said? I know we have a bunch more stuff. Oh, good. I feel like in my brain, I
don't
heard,
doubt yourself. Love, you're doing great.
I feel like I heard myself leave
it's
words
nice and
out
dark
of that
in
sentence.
Here now. Like, you're doing fine.
Okay. I know. Wait, what did I just say? Oh my God, my brain is not working. Wait, what did I just say for real? What sentence did I just say?
I think you just on a loop or just repeating over and over again, what did I just say? And then not remembering.
I said, oh, we have a bunch more fun things to talk about.
Yeah.
Which still doesn't sound like correct grammar to me. Anyway, we do have more things we're going to talk about. But first...
You've totally gotten that across, by the way. People are now at the edge of their seats. What? Whoa.
But first, I want to say thank you to Stamps.com. We love Stamps.com so much in this household. I run a business, guys. I am my own business with my YouTube channels and with touring and merch and all the fun things that we get to do.
There's a lot of shipping going on from this residence.
A lot of shipping, yes, of products and prizes and fun stuff. And so it's really, really wonderful to have stamps.com because it eliminates all this time that you would be spending at the post office. Where you could just be at home working. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's very wonderful. So if you've got a small business, you know that there's nothing more valuable than your time. So stop wasting it on trips to the post office. Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. Save time and money with Stamps.com. Send letters and packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. So like I said, we are always shipping stuff out of our house. So this has been really, really helpful for us. Mm-hmm. We don't waste as much time at the post office, you know? You don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, I respect what they do and support our postal service.
Oh, of course.
I don't want to be going there all the time.
Yeah. So this has been really, really helpful. And I know it's helped a lot of small businesses. So yeah. You guys should definitely go check it out. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. So, Lovey, what can you tell us about Stamps.com?
Well, I know that Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. Mm-hmm. All you need is a computer, a standard printer, no special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. And you'll
what
get
else?
Exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS. And UPS. Once your email is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option.
Wow.
Save time and money with Stamps.com.
Do it.
There's no risk. And with our promo code RELAX, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale.
What?
No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of this homepage, and type in RELAX.
RELAX.
That's stamps.com, promo code RELAX. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Don't do it.
Ever.
Stay home.
Ever again.
Yeah, they really are wonderful, and we use them all the time. It's been a game changer because it saves so much time. And when you run a small business, that's what you want the most, is more time. And so it offers that for you. It's wonderful. Check it out. All right, Lovey.
All these other fun things we had to talk about, you built it up. What you got? You know, I was poking around these...
What?
Mom websites. I wouldn't call them dad websites because they seem certainly geared towards... like women.
Why? And what makes them geared more towards women?
Because they're called like motherhood.com or mom's life or momtown USA. Right. Like okay. They're not called, there's no like the dadder or
the dadder. Dad. That's not a good name for it. Well, it should just be parents. Dad should be.
I'm sure there's a website called parents.
Not everyone is as lucky as me and has a husband who pulls as much weight as you do.
But I was poking around these for like twin needs advice or like hints, things that you like would be good for you if you were expecting multiples. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple things that I found interesting. This
person.
Yeah.
A mom.
Okay.
Recommended a diaper subscription.
Hmm.
So that, because even with just one child, it seems like we're always out.
Yeah.
Something, it's like always, like whenever I go anywhere, you're like, and diapers.
And
you know
wipes,
what I mean?
Diapers and wipes, yeah.
Diapers and wipes, diapers and wipes. Like, I didn't even, I'm not, you mean they're not sponsored, but I'm just saying there's companies apparently that provide this service. Because this thing is saying their estimate for when you have twins that you're going to go through 400 to 600 diapers per month.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Is that real?
Probably. They
a month?
Did you forget how often Flynn like had poop explosions?
And things.
What are we going to do when
they're little baby? Yeah, that sounds.
What are we going to do when they both have a poop explosion at the same time?
I don't know. Did you? I remember cloth diapers.
I don't think I had a cloth diaper. Those exist now. They're like very.
That's very
green.
It's
very in right now.
Well, I'm looking at this and I'm like, that's terrible for the environment if there's
cloth
that many
diapers.
No, 400 to 600 diapers a
diapers
month.
Diapers are really bad for the environment. It's very
like, that
bad.
That makes me be like, oh, we need to figure something else out.
Cloth diapers are like really, really, you know, helpful for the earth. You have to wash them a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because they have poop in them and pee in them
right
all the time. So there's that. Washing. We don't wash our own clothes ever. Like, we let piles and piles and piles. So like, I just would be very nervous that we would run out of cloth
diapers.
Well,
it's nice to think it's something to aspire to for
of
sure.
Of course. Yeah.
I remember. I think there were.
I don't think we were in cloth diapers.
Am I making that up?
No, I think, I'm sure it exists. I'm sure you're.
That's what people did, right? For centuries.
Well, way back in the day, yeah. You know, they also used rags
the beginning
instead
of time
other things
until,
for
like,
feminine products.
When was the disposable diaper invented even?
Oh gosh, he's going to look this up.
Johnson & Johnson. We know them. We hear about them nowadays.
Oh yeah.
Introduced the first mass marketed disposable diaper in the U.S. in 1961.
Hmm.
Procter & Gamble unveiled Pampers in 1970.
Wow.
American babies go through 350,000 tons of disposable diapers. Somehow that only makes up 0.3% of U.S. municipal waste.
Hmm.
So only 0.3% of waste diapers, but that's 350,000 tons. Whoa.
What are we talking about?
I'm just reading out diaper stats.
What is happening?
This is where you come for diaper stats. Relax podcast.
Just you, reading.
This is free for people to listen to. They're listening to this for free.
Oh my
and
God.
And they're getting this information for the rest of their life. They will know.
Just reading diaper
they
statistics.
They will know.
Why are we doing
these
this?
These facts. And this is what I've always wanted to do, was tell people these things, was bring this information.
Yes, we're going to go through a lot of diapers. But here's the thing. This is what I'm stressed about. I'm not stressed about diaper stats. I'm not stressed about how many diapers we're going to go through. What I am stressed about is when Flynn had poop explosions, Lovey, which was very often. Just listen.
You can't
drop
it. You're just so excited to talk about poop en masse on this podcast.
Love, listen, this is really important.
What?
It was all hands on deck. It was, you hold the legs, I'll hold the hands. We need someone else to clean this. There's poop on me. There's poop on the floor.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of poop everywhere.
Every poop explosion, you and I both had to be there to make it. So if there are two poop explosions
at the same time, I guess we just hope that, I'm just gonna knock on wood, that they're not at the same time.
Oh man, I feel like it's inevitable that at least once they're both gonna have poop explosions at the same time.
For sure, yeah. I'm even going to say here on this podcast, in public, they're going to publicly.
It only happens in public.
Yeah, it only happens at the most inconvenient time.
Yeah, like never.
I think
we
talked about this before. Like, as with you, when you all of a sudden are motivated in that
you
way,
know what I found out
it's always in a Target.
I found
or a
out
craft store.
A craft store and bookstores are where it really happens. But
yeah, when you walk into Michael's Crafts, an employee for some
immediate.
Reason just hands you a bathroom key. I'm like, how
Listen,
did they know?
It's like if I was ever constipated, I can just go
it's
to Michael's.
It's your prunes.
It's my prunes.
Yeah.
Michael's is my prunes. But I found out that, you know, if you ask my family, they like my sister and my mom, they would always joke about like Colleen, if she goes into a Michael's Crafts or a Target, she'll have to poop immediately. And I found out there's like a whole community of people who feel this way. Because on TikTok,
I knew you were going to say it. I knew that was the next sentence. Yeah.
On TikTok, there's like a bunch of TikToks about this. Like me, the second I walk into a Target and it's like, peace out, going to the bathroom. Like, I don't know what it is about a Target or a Michaels. But here's the thing, guys. I passed on this gift to our son.
You sure did.
Because every time. Which isn't, I mean, it hasn't been a lot because he only just recently started going to stores with us with masks on and stuff. But anytime we go to a craft store, which has been a couple times, he poops like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we go into a big store, I feel like he's like pooping.
Yeah.
Just like me.
He doesn't look like me, but I passed that on. The back of the minivan, you can like fold down the seats and it kind of becomes like this flat thing. Like it's gotten a lot of use. In parking lots, me having to take him out from the store and change him, which is always a strange thing to do in a busy parking lot because mm-hmm. there's constantly people walking by and there's just that going on there. It's a lot to take in.
Did we talk about the one time that he pooped in Michael's? And did we talk about this in the podcast?
It's Relaxed Podcast. Of course we have. Yeah.
And like you had just cleaned out the car and for some reason.
He's still going to just do it over.
Well, just I just can't get over that. Like for some reason, you as a dad knowing how much he poops was like, I'm going to clean out this car. It's going to look just beautiful and clean and perfect. And you were like, we don't need a diaper and wipes in here. And we had no diapers and no wipes in the car during a huge poop moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do we talk about that on here?
Yeah, I told you before you then retold it again. I go, yes, we for sure did. And then you started telling it. I go, oh, you're going to tell it again. And you told it again. And then you're asking me, how are you doing?
Well, it's just a shocking story. In case they missed it last time, it's just shocking to me that that happened. So anyway.
We fulfilled our poop talk quota.
We always have to talk about episode. Poop in the episodes.
Another recommendation, which we don't have, is a Costco or bulk buying kind of store membership.
Yeah.
It's like buy in bulk.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm not a fan of Costco. And I'm not saying that in like a...
We didn't have Costco when I was growing up. We had Sam's Club.
Yeah,
which is
too.
Is that out here? Mm-hmm. I think that's like the Walmart version of it or something. I think they own that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I loved it. I loved it because my mom would take me and it was like, be just me and my mom. And they had like, I remember they had like a little
samples.
Thing inside there. Not samples. I was going to say they had like a soft serve ice cream place and it was like the best soft serve ice cream. And like, it was kind of like IKEA. They had like hot dogs for a dollar and they were
this is Costco too.
Dogs.
Yeah, the best hot dogs in the world are outside Costco and soft serve. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the experience of that store.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really thought about its practicality for we're the kind of if we need something we go have to run to the grocery store.
Yeah, I hated going because it was like always a huge family like trip. And there wasn't
such
anything
an ordeal.
Fun in the store. And they had samples like that you can taste all the different stuff. And it was always gross. It was like I'd run to each sample like hoping I'd like it. And it's like then you're thirsty because you just
what's free in here? What's the little free bite of garbage I can have? I'm not saying what I'm talking about. I'm like talking about like paper towels or like
I know what you're talking about.
What I mean? With the kind of things.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just not a fan of Costco.
Juice boxes.
I feel like I also was always like forced to get clothes from Costco that I hated.
Oh, yeah. Just like a 38 pack of socks. Just like white.
No, like shirts. Like a 38 pack of like panties or shirts. And it was like, and it's just the clothes.
Kirkland shirts.
The fact that you remember it. Kirkland.
Oh my God.
Kirkland shirts. Why is that so funny to me? I think we're tired.
It made me laugh so hard too. It's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Do you think they have that?
If they do, I'm getting it for you for
just
your birthday.
Because everything is just like a jug of pretzels.
Kirkland pretzels. Kirkland everything.
Kirkland everything.
Kirkland shoes, Kirkland socks, Kirkland shirts.
Kirkland shoes is really bad. Just like this gross pair of white sneakers that just is Kirkland. Like they're so hot.
You know what? I want those so bad if they exist.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Good old Kirkland, man.
Who is that?
Who's Kirkland? And I hope he's a billionaire.
Yeah, private jets everywhere.
Oh my God. I can like see the font. Like
I know, yeah.
That cursive.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
that should end it.
On that note, yeah. We're gonna go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, truly. Thank you for listening. That's
and
really great,
hope you enjoyed our date night. This is what date night's like for us: talking about baby products and laughing really hard at the idea of Kirkland t-shirts.
Kirkland jeans.
That actually does exist.
No.
I am confident my dad currently owns a pair of Kirkland jeans.
Kirkland straight cut denim. Yes.
I am very confident my dad has those.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Goodbye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.